Welcome to On Time in Full, a podcast from Designed Conveyor Systems.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this special wrap-up episode of On Time in Full, focusing on the key takeaways and innovative insights from MODEX 2024. I'm your host for today, Gabrielle, and today we're thrilled to have Chris Mell, who's Senior Director of Sales, join us to dissect the event's highlights with a particular focus on the latest advancements in material handling, supply chain logistics, and the role of data in revolutionizing warehouse operations. So in our conversation, we'll delve into the impact of emerging technologies showcased at MODEX, the evolving landscapes of logistics and material handling, and how Datum is setting new standards for operational efficiency and intelligence in warehouses. Chris, welcome.
Thank you.
Absolutely. So to start off, let's share just your overall impression of MODEX 2024. I mean, what stood out to you the most about this year's event compared to previous years that you might have gone to?
You know, I would say that the first thing that really stood out to me about MODEX was the amount of people this year in attendance was, you know, pre-COVID-like attendance. So I did hear a few folks from the MHI group that indicated that the numbers were up about 30% over 2022, and nearly 50,000 people were in attendance. So just the sheer volume of people that were there, Monday afternoon, all day Tuesday, Wednesday until late afternoon, it felt good. It felt kind of pre-COVID like attendance. So that was kind of the big first impression, just a wonderful outpouring of people. And then secondly, when you look at the technologies that were showcased, again, you had a lot of different suppliers and vendors with their technologies in the showcase area. But what I did notice was, again, the robotics components were a little bit more further advanced than in years past. So they weren't the beta test. They look like they've really made some big strides in the last couple of years to advance their technologies and solutions to be, you know, really enabling operations today.
So a lot more people, a lot more technology.
Well, absolutely.
I mean, were there any more particular technologies or maybe solutions showcased at MODEX 2024 that you saw that just really made an impression, maybe ones that you believe could be game changers for the material handling and also the logistics sectors?
Absolutely. I think a couple that you know, were out there that really were front and center, a couple around unloading of trucks. So again, they had different technologies in prior years at ProMat and MODEX. This year, folks like Dexterity, Moongen, Boston Dynamics had truck unloaders with robotic arms and palletizing solutions. So those were kind of on the forefront. A lot of people looking at those technologies as potential viable solutions that they could employ in their operations. Then if you look at things like goods to person solutions, you know, the main ones that have been there in years past, the AutoStores, OPEX, et cetera, were there. Some that really, I think, are on the forefront of being a game changer on that goods to person kind of technology. Urbex has a great solution that fits that kind of that marketplace and provide some additional technology advances maybe that some of the others don't have. Those are the big ones: AI, robotics, and then analytics around technology. Software was a big piece of the event as well. Many people showcasing different technologies and softwares on all different facets of from transportation, but also warehouse execution software, et cetera. That was also a big part of the show.
So there's been a lot of advancements in tech that you've been seeing at the show, but what were some of the key or personal highlights, maybe some takeaways that you took away from this year's show that maybe you didn't get last year or something a little new? I mean, were there any moments or experiences that particularly resonated with you?
Yeah, a couple that really stood out in some of the conversations I had with prospective clients and also just colleagues in the industry. The advent of, you know, solutions around robotics was really a big takeaway for me. People were talking more about the solutions that they saw, how could they employ those in their operations. We also had conversations about ways to drive improvements using software, such as the DCS tool we call Datum, which is our WES. That was a great conversation piece to kind of really showcase how we can use that technology to fill gaps that companies may have within their current operations. Maybe there's an issue with their warehouse management software. But there was a lot of those conversations around how can we use technology software to aid maybe a little bit more than in years past. Those were some of the big pieces I took away.
Well, based on the conversations and also the presentations at MODEX, what do you perceive as some of maybe the biggest upcoming challenges that are coming up, as well as ones that are currently facing the material handling and logistics sure. industry?
You know, I think if we look back the last 18 months, just general economic conditions have been a little bit trying. There's been a lot of capital spend that's kind of been on hold in the last 18 months, just kind of as the organizations look at the economic conditions. We've got, obviously, this year a big election in front of us. So I think organizations are trying to see how they want to employ their capital. So those are a few things. Another issue that we face in this space is labor, labor shortages, cost of labor, ability to retain labor. Those are challenges I don't see going away anytime soon. If you look statistically what this type of industry is going to need from a labor standpoint, and where we are from a overall labor in the marketplace, that's going to continue to be a challenge. Artificial intelligence and simulations are areas that companies are wanting to look more at to basically prove out technologies maybe before they make big investments and spend. And then if you think about other things, just the pace of automation and robotics and the adoption of those companies willing to maybe get a little bit more on that leading, bleeding edge and make those investments in these newer technologies.
Well, you mentioned your solution, Datum. So, I mean, how have you seen the use of it improve operational efficiency and productivity in warehouses that it's been implemented in? I mean, did clients share any specific success stories with your team at MODEX?
Yeah, I had a couple conversations with clients. And a big thing, I think, the way Datum was ultimately developed was it's an open approach to data and analytics. And by doing so and having the core system, the foundation is really around process flows. You know, the conversations we've had with clients is how do you utilize that kind of more open approach to data and analytics to help the clients utilize that information. So, providing basically ports of data so we can pass that information along to them. They can use their commercial BI tools, if you will, to do any type of dissecting of the operational information, to make it very easy for them to have access to the operational performance and then make decisions about it. We also have the ability to provide dashboards inherently within our tool set. We provide a pretty rigorous set of tools, dashboards and analytics as well. So you can utilize that information to make some key decisions about how the operations function. So if you're running behind in one functional area, you have the visibility now that you can pull people into that other functional area to help, maybe make up some time, get orders processed through. In addition to that, if you think about the way we can track information, we can look at when SKUs are out of stock. We can help with replenishment of goods and basically help where there may be a deficiency in a legacy WMS platform and kind of moving up in the scale of, what a WMS, in today's world needs to provide. Some of those legacy solutions do not have that, and we can kind of fill that gap and that void.
And one of the key advantages of WES platforms, I mean, is their ability to provide real-time data and analytics. So how does Datum leverage real-time data to optimize warehouse operations, and what kind of analytics can users expect?
Anything from, I mentioned prior, having that information at your hand. So having that information either in a offside BI tool that you can look and do historical heuristics on, or if you want to use that information to, better manage your flow of your goods. So you might look at ways to order release products more intelligently. You look at dashboards and reporting, date and visibility within the operation. So then you can quickly move and put people in the right areas, functional areas, if you have a backlog of work. We're also doing systematic kind of logic and algorithms to help sequencing of orders. So basically you can level set your flow and your workload of goods, so you don't have congestion in your conveyance or other MHE products. And then we can also work with, tools like AMR tools and be a conduit where we can provide an algorithm, if you will, to reduce the travel time, improve the pick rate and efficiency within the operations through the use of the tool and how we go and do picking and sequencing of those orders.
Well, looking a little bit ahead, I mean, what future developments or features can Datum users look forward to? Are there any types of innovations or trends in warehouse operations that you're particularly excited about incorporating into Datum?
I think there's a couple to think about. Datum, ultimately is kind of a low-code integration product. And what that allows us to do is kind of add and connect robotic solutions into our workflows. I kind of mentioned that, our baseline set has a workflow-based engine. And by utilizing Datum and where we're going with Datum, it helps us to look at ways to just add connectivity to newer solutions. As I mentioned, kind of robotics or other types of technologies and add them right into those workflows. Another thing is looking at full tasking. So it's almost like an order orchestration tool where you can have visibility of manual and, not only manual, but other types of automated workflows. So you have that visibility across and you can level set work and flow through your building. The team continues to think of ways and to develop artificial intelligence and other algorithms to continue to advance that product in the tool set. Trying to think if there's anything else. I did mention before kind of just WMSs. There's a lot of organizations that have older legacy WMSs, and we help bridge that gap, provide functionality and capabilities to basically enable a company to utilize our WS solution and maybe offset the need to invest in some additional capital in either an upgrade to their WMS or, push that capital need further down the road. So again, we can kind of help bridge the gap and continue to aid operations and save organizations, some big capital expenses.
Well, kind of as a wrap up here, for individuals who couldn't attend this year's show, MODEX at 2024, I mean, what could you recommend that they look into or explore based on the event's offerings and just everything y'all discussed?
Yeah, I think as I look at being in supply chain kind of for 28 plus years, not only just because you didn't go to MODEX, but I would think this is just kind of a core thing. Organizations really need to look at their roadmap. Where do you need to go or what do you need to be in the next 3, 5, 7 years and lay that out? Have an understanding of what your business needs are, what operational requirements do you have, and then look at solutions and technologies that maybe fill those voids and gaps that you have. Maybe you're going to need more capacity or your growth, or maybe you've got a lot of labor challenges, turnover. So you might look at technologies that are taking over some of those redundant tasks, if you will, and utilize automation in that regard. I would highly encourage that you look at ProMat, Modex, and all of these shows as a great vehicle to meet with peers, see what's out there from a technology standpoint, understand kind of what's leading and bleeding edge, and understand where do you need to kind of, you know, look for a partner to help you down that route, you know, that roadmap, if you will, as you look at changes in your operations. So, you know, finding somebody that can help you understand your business needs, your challenges, what solutions and technologies are out there. You know, that's kind of the real art and science in the space that, you know, DCS plays. And we'd love to have a conversation around it. Maybe my last comment is, you know, I think about an old quote that JFK once said. He said, you know, change is kind of the law of life. And those who look only at the past and the present are, you know, definitely certain to miss the future. So, you know, I implore companies kind of look at where you're trying to get to and use these shows and partners like DCS to help you navigate what that future could hold for you from an operational perspective.
Fantastic. Well, that wraps up the conversation for today. So thank you, Chris, for joining us on the podcast today to discuss how DCS continues to lead and innovate within the material handling and logistics industry. It was a pleasure to have you on the podcast.
Thank you, Gabrielle. Pleasure being here and have a wonderful day.
Of course. And as always, for those listening in, please visit designconveyor.com and look for this podcast wherever it is you get your podcasts at. I've been your host, Gabrielle. Thanks for tuning in.